Two things have happened. The first is we've really strengthened the relationships that we have with our closest and most intimate ties, so our parents, our spouses, our children, and also with people that we have one affinity with. So one thing in common, we root for the same football team, we have the same politics, we share the same faith. At the same time, though, the second thing is that we've lost the middle ring connections, the connections between people who are familiar but not intimate. So the people that were in your PTA or your bowling league or just lived across the street.
How dangerous is it that we're drawing everything inward so that we choose to be with people who are like us?
Well, I think it's the root cause of why there's so much political dysfunction in the United States right now. The fact is that what's happening in Washington is a reflection of what's happening on the street. If you don't know people who are friendly but not intimate, who have different points of view, who you would borrow a proverbial cup of sugar from, even if you don't actually share the same politics, it's pretty hard for you to support a member of Congress who would reach across the aisle.
Some argue that we are actually closer, and you mentioned we're closer to our spouse or our kids or people like that because of email and social media, and it makes it easier to communicate. So do you actually agree that we are actually closer?
Well, I think we're closer with some people and more distant from others. This is not a more or less community. This is a different kind of community. And really, we've had these middle ring connections right from the beginning of the American Republic. In fact, it's what distinguished American society from European society, is that we knew people who were plumbers and lawyers and school teachers and policemen right from the beginning. Those relationships, though, have suddenly changed, and now we've got these closer and more distant ties, and they're cutting out the relationships in the middle.
You seem to be intimating there's something dangerous here. Is there?
Well, I think that's where these middle rings is where political collaboration comes from. It's where economic innovation comes from. It's where our social safety net came from. And unless we adjust to this big change in the way we govern ourselves, the way we drive new jobs, the way we help those who need a hand up, we're really going to be in a tough spot.
How do we start solving this problem?
Well, I've got two big ideas. The one is that I think we should really significantly expand the opportunities Americans have to meet people who are friendly but not intimate. One way to do that on the opportunity side is to build out national service so that you've got young people from all over the country coming together in service to meet one another in common cause. The second is, and this is a big field of literature, is to improve American grit, make it so that Americans are better able to withstand the impulse to lash out when they meet somebody or to turn away when they meet someone who has a different point of view.